Zvachim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet, 10:4. We continue on with the hierarchy of karbonos, in terms of which gets prioritized, which goes first. Ha'ofos, kodmin, l'menachos. Bird offerings get priority over meal offerings. Mipnei shehen minei damim, because at least they have blood to be offered. And the blood is like the essential mechanism by which kapara is attained. Although there are, of course, some meal offerings which are coming to atone for sin as well. We'll discuss that in a moment. But the primary way is through blood, and therefore the blood offerings are simply just more potent, more powerful, more valuable, and therefore they go first. Minchas chote kodemes the minchas nedava. If there are two menachos to be dealt with, one meal offering, the mincha, is a minchas chote, is coming to atone for sin, meaning we're talking about the Olav Yored scenario, the person who did one of those averes that are described over there, like he was tummy, went to the base of Melish and so on. So then he, if he can't afford the animals, he can't afford the birds, he'll bring the mincha, the meal offering. So that gets priority over a voluntary offering where someone just wants to give a mincha for no good reason because it's coming to atone for sin. Worth pointing out that the mincha's chote, the sinner's mincha, is just basically flour and water. There is no oil or mix into it, and there's no levona put on top of it. So you might have thought perhaps that the voluntary mincha is more important, has a greater kedusha because it has the extra elements of the shemen and the levona, the oil and the frankincense. But no, that's not correct. Atoning for sin is certainly much more relevant. There is, by the way, another type of minchas chote, and that is the mincha that's brought for a sota. Now, here it's a little more complicated because the sota's mincha isn't really coming to atone for her sin. It's to be part of the process to clarify if she even has something to atone for. Maybe she's totally innocent. And therefore, it's a question. On the one hand, it is ba'al achet. It comes because she definitely acted inappropriately to get into the situation that the sota is in now. But she's only a suffix sota, not a vade sota. Therefore, it's not necessarily coming to atone for sin. So the question is, does the reason why the minchas chote get priority because it's coming on because a sin happened, and therefore that would apply to the sota as well? Or does it come only, is it only getting a priority because it's coming to atone for a sin, in which case that wouldn't be relevant to the sota's mincha? That being the case, the mincha doesn't, it leaves it as a question mark. It doesn't know. So the Rambam paskins, if the Kohen has two things to bring, the mincha of a sota and a minchas nadav, a voluntary mincha, he can bring whichever one he wants. There is no resolution to which one goes first. Finally, says the Mishnah, chata sa'of kodemes la'ola sa'of. Birds, most of the time, are coming as a kan, as a pair of birds, and one is an ola and one is a chatas. And the rule is that the chatas always gets priority over the ola. V'chein behekdesha. When you consecrate them, you could bring the kan together, the two birds together. The first one, I think it's identified for its final destination, what it will be, should be identified as being the chatas. Now, this rule actually applies beyond birds and even to other animals, other karbonos, well, in general. The chatas, even by a behema, gets priority over the ola of a behema, of an animal, of a mammal, cow, goat, sheep. And the reason why is because the pasuk is explicit that the chatas of goes first. It says, v'ikriv es asher lachatas rishona, the bird that is the chatas goes first, explicit. But then the pasuk goes on to say, v'es asheni ya'asa ola, and the second one should be an ola. Now, obviously, if the first one is the chatas, the second one must be an ola. So what are these extra words coming to teach you? To teach you that the chatas being rishona, coming first, applies even not just to birds, but to animals as well. And therefore, if you have to choose, you always do the chatas in any scenario before an ola. You'll recall earlier in the parak, we talked about if you have limbs to put on the mizbeach from an ola, and you have the emurim from a chatas, which goes first. There we said the ola goes first, but that's only when you have two limbs that have to apply, you know, which to, you know, to go on the mizbeach now, which goes first, limbs versus emurim. But if you have a chatas and ola to offer, the rule would be you do the chatas in total, including the offering of the emurim, and then you'll do the ola in total, bringing the limbs afterwards.